శాంతి. ఓం శాంతి, ఓం శాంతి. గుడ్ మార్నింగ్, గోల్డెన్ మార్నింగ్, డైమండ్ మార్నింగ్. మెనీ ఆఫ్ యూ హ్యావ్ అండర్స్టూడ్ ద మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ ద సాంగ్ అండ్ సమ్ ఆఫ్ యూ పర్హాప్స్ వుడ్ నాట్ హ్యావ్ అండర్స్టూడ్ ద వర్డింగ్ ఆఫ్ ద సాంగ్. ఐ ఎమ్ ష్యూర్ యూ వుడ్ హ్యావ్ ఫెల్ట్ ద ఫీలింగ్ ద మీనింగ్స్ ఇన్ ద ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ ఫీలింగ్ అండ్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్సింగ్. Who sang this song? You know who composed this song and who sang this song? You know the name of the singer? No? Hindi wala, you do not know? Really? You heard the song? What did your mind say? What did your heart feel? This song is the expression gratitude, feelings of the love that Baba showers upon all of us. And the experience of God's love how it is expressed? It is expressed in the form of not just singing, but it is constant natural remembrance. Somebody asked, Baba says, remember me. This was a topic given to me. What is remembrance? It's so difficult to remember. And Baba says, remember me, remember me. Remembrance and love are not taught. Can you learn love? Have you ever experienced that somebody taught you what is love? Or somebody taught you what is remembrance? Remembrance and love is not the subject of learning. If we want to learn, it means we are copying. You cannot copy someone. You cannot copy love. Love is the expression, pure feeling of which is the soul has experienced, and that what feeling has been like sitting in us have left that impression, that memory, gratitude. As you remember, remembrance means expression of experience, if we want to say in the form of expression. And that experience, then you appreciate, you remember, you recall, you share, or try to express in the form of painting or poetry or whatever, or dance or drama, picture. All this bhakti, bhakti is path of remembrance. And that remembrance is the result of the experience. And so, an experience is relationship. Relationship is means exchange, giving and receiving. And so the love that the soul experiences from Baba, what love Baba gives us at the present time in the form of sustenance, in the form of teaching, in the form of guidance, in the form of protection, in the form of awakening our unconscious self-respect. We had that respect and that position, spirituality, and that becomes reality in our life, and that reality is so real joy when you find the truth, when you experience the truth. And this is what is Baba's love, is that he is bringing light, he is making us see what we are. And love and respect are actually two sides of the same paper, same currency, same 100 pound note or whatever. 100, it is 100% that truth the soul experiences. And so Baba's true love, selfless love, unconditional love. The moment the soul realizes, it begins to come automatically, just like if the seed is planted there, it begins to grow the more and more you appreciate inside. Appreciation is love. And that appreciation, how you appreciate something which has left impression on you, has given you some experience. And so Baba is giving now the experience of what he is, who he is, how he communicates with us, what he communicates with us. On the path of bhakti then we remember that. And that's why the songs and praise and kirtan and psalms, so all these things is later on remembered. But that is not only our own, of everyone else as well. But now this remembrance is seen directly in confluence age. Is why it is remembrance is real now, because in the confluence age we are experiencing it directly. Seeing that love, how Baba is presenting that. It is just like a mirror, clear mirror, making us see who we are and who God is. And you cannot see your own face. His love makes us see. And that love, when we begin to see ourselves, that opens our eyes. And with that eye and with that light, we are able to see who Baba is. Then knowledge becomes mirror. But it's the light. It's the light that if the eyes are there and the light is not there, can I see my face? Mirror is a very powerful mirror. In that you can see the face. But a blind person cannot see the face. And so Baba brings the light, not only light, but he becomes the light of our own eyes. And he makes us sit in his eyes. His vision is always focused on us. He is seeing us what we are. And when we close our eyes again and again, he makes us again see, sit in my eyes, see, and see with the vision that I see you. Selfless love, respectful love. Question is, do I accept it? Do I believe it? And this is what becomes a blockage, that I don't believe that what Baba is saying, this is what I am. Or we begin to believe only when others say it, that this is what God is saying, it is true. So Baba is gone out in between. And this is why that it becomes tainted, that the pictures become what is called something blurred picture. We cannot see ourselves. And in today's Murli, it is so clearly expressed, Baba's love. And then when this love, I accept it. It is not a question of if, this is what it is, if I love. What creates if? What it is that we all, if I do this, it's again because I'm seeing only my recent present, my recent past, and all the influence of the present of others and expectations of my own self and expectations of others, because I want them, they are mirror to show me. But in fact it is our own awareness, self-respect, truth is the mirror, and that truth is truth, but it is truth in visible form, is not expressed, and that doubt in the self, doubt becomes a curtain in between that covers our own self. So now Baba is reminding me that I have to remember. Baba is reminding me. And it's a very good impression of yad. Remembrance is yad. He's teaching Raja Yoga, but not yad. Baba is teaching easy Raja Yoga, because we have been practicing Hatha Yoga. But yad is nothing. Yad is the response of love. And yad, 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 in Hindi word yad, oh, I remember. It is something of the past. And also something I have responsibility to do for future. And it's something which I have to do it now. Knowing myself, the three aspects of time of myself, is yad. And yad, 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 you know what becomes in Hindi? Yad, 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 yad. Continue to say what it becomes. Daya, 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 daya. It's compassion, it's mercy, it's love, when it is constant. And what is constant and what is unbreakable? Again, Hindi expression, nirantar yad. Nirantar. There's no difference in action or in sitting, because 8 hours yad. So 8 hours yad, 8 hours yoga, but yad is constant. When we put the hours, then we say, okay, 2 hours meditation in the morning, 2 hours in the evening, 2 hours of Amritvela. This is hours. But in remembrance, it's not hours. It's constant. And situations are there, and then it is more powerful remembrance, because who is my support? And then in remembrance, in different ways, it is the method that remembrance is that, as Baba said, remember me in the form of the father, teacher and Sadguru. Now, the person who asked the question, it was, but Bindu I cannot remember, dot. Babaji, I'm Bindu, Baba, I'm Bindu. I cannot remember, Baba says, in Bindu, but in dot or a point. But then this point or Bindu is always associated with the Sindhu, with the depth of the meaning or the function of that particular analogy. It is you are the light of my eyes. You are, today Baba is also speaking, just this Bindu, this people. It is so tiny. But what it is the beauty and what is the power in it? The power is the light. And so if this light is not there, the blind person has eyes, but cannot see anything in the mirror. And so we have eyes, but if the light is not there, then I am not able to see. He's giving me the light, who you are and who you are not. And this light is knowledge. This light is knowledge. And this knowledge with that light, and this with this light, then my own, the deeper the belief in me and practice in me, this light is powerful, the eyesight is brighter. Eyesight is sight, I'm able to see more with that deeper experience. And that experience, then we remember time to time, or things have forgotten, Baba reminds us again. It reminds you, you are residents of the Supreme Abode. They have forgotten. And he reminds that you are worthy to claim the inheritance. And so at this time, in this aspect, the remembrance of the Father is not the word Father, but it is how Baba gives me new life, my parents, mother, then teacher, the whole, the knowledge of the beginning, middle and the end, I'm remembering. So its remembrance becomes then constant by churning and through communication. Then remembrance of purification. The more pure I am, the more self-respect is there and the sorrows are gone. Then this remembrance not only filled with happiness and gratitude, but it's filled with happiness. It becomes bliss. So quality is increasing deeper and deeper. And it becomes then natural remembrance, constant remembrance. But then it is not that all the senior yogis are sitting and meditating and they are in constant remembrance. In fact, they have the much more responsibility. Brahma Baba had constant responsibility. And also again, while playing together, whatever Baba did, that became our remembrance. Cutting the vegetable is only an action. But when this action was done with so much love, we would come and sit and clean the grains, and Baba came in the courtyard, seeing the grains are there and the sacks are there to be cleaned, Baba and Mama and come and sit there, and they will sit with us and sort out the grains. And then the joy and that consciousness of just very natural Baba's remembrance became our remembrance. Playing badminton became our remembrance. Writing letter became our remembrance. Sitting, eating Brahma Bhojan with Baba is our remembrance. So it was constant. So remembrance in soul consciousness, with that experience filled with the knowledge and filled with pure connection with Baba, then automatically that pure love, selfless love, expresses remembrance and gratitude. So constant remembrance, atoot, unbreakable, then it is. Then tests will come, problems will come, but then it's again holding on what Baba had said and bringing faith, awakening myself, who am I, who is my support, who do I belong to? That power comes in the self. As today's Baba's Murli is that only when Baba is in between that you are real. If Baba is gone and you are considering yourself with that, then it is ego comes in. And jahan Baap hai, wahan Paap nahi hai. Baap aya, Paap gaya. Paap aya, Baap gaya. So when father is, and father means all the inheritance, all the qualities, all power. So what is God's qualities? That is my quality. And this love is remembrance. Om Shanti. Meera Bhan, we are, London is very, very fortunate. Time to time, many Baba's jewels, sparkling diamonds come to shine. It's a fortune. Dadi come time to time, but seniors come time to time, great yogis come time to time to express what Baba has given. And 2 days ago Sushma Ben was here when she is gone, and now Meera Benji is here. So Meera Ben, come in front and then we'll share. Has been here many times from the time from Guyana. When she was living in Guyana, this was a great journey here. This place, coming and going, coming and going. And now, Far East now. Then it is living in Malaysia. But even then, the home, the feelings of belonging always pulls. And I think all of you know, yoga experiment, many different Madhuban. Madhuban, going in Madhuban most of the time, all the programs, classes are being communicated by Meera Ben, means arranged this program. So everyone, I think, who does not know her? Everyone goes in Madhuban, definitely knows her.
Om Shanti. Good morning. It's always a great pleasure to be with Unlimited family. And I don't remember when I was here last time. But it's a great fortune to be back. So first of all, I would like to extend lots of yaad pyar from Madhuban, Malaysia, and also I just came back from Dubai. So this time I had the opportunity to be in Madhuban to celebrate Deepavali. We don't always have the opportunity, but this time it was a great pleasure to be with the Unlimited family in Madhuban to celebrate Deepavali. And also to have meeting with Bab Dada, first meeting on the 17th October. And I think all of us have experienced the powerful presence of Bab Dada and the powerful signals Bab Dada has given to all of us. I myself took two main things from Bab Dada's Murli. And one of the things that Baba said is that we need to, you know, even though Bab Dada has told us that Bab Dada is in the heart of each and every child, but to invoke Bab Dada into our heart, it is so important to keep our inner space very clean and very clear, so that Baba is attracted to come to us all the time. And when Mohini Ben was revising the Murli, she gave us some tips to keep the inner space clean so that we always feel companionship of Bab Dada. So three words she mentioned. One is simplicity, cleanliness, and honesty. So something that I took for myself. And secondly also, this time in Madhuban, there was also opportunity to be in the company of like-minded souls, those of us who are serving outside India. And, you know, one of the inspiration is that it is very important now to share what we have received from Bab Dada to Baba's family. You know, each one of us have received so much sustenance, so much of sustenance, not only from Baba, from Dadis. And now it is our duty to share those sustenance with the family around the world. And I am so happy that Baba gives me opportunity every now and then to create that fortune for myself and for others. So this time I have the opportunity to spend a little longer, which I did not expect, a little longer time in London, and I'm sure we will have opportunity to share more. So nice to meet all of you. Om Shanti.